A lot of my work involves working with scientists who are trying to learn how to communicate better, how to interact with the public, how to interact with policymakers, things like that. My background is as a historian of science. That's how I got into science communication. And right now I'm working with someone who, his grandfather was the first science photographer for Life magazine. And he has all of his grandfather's photos. And we are trying to figure out how we can create an archive of those photos, but not just to save them, but also to make them available for people to use, how to digitize them and create an interface that would allow students and others to take this incredible range of visual material about science from the middle of the 20th century